Nick's Shrinking Adventure. A small boy, who should be getting ready for bed, is sat on a window ledge watching stars instead. Nick stares out to the Milky Way. He wonders what it's like in space today,
yawning as he looks ahead.
It's nearly time to sleep, he said. About to jump down to his bed, he spotted something overhead. Up high on the moon, there was a shower of sparks. That's awfully strange, Nick remarks. He quickly grabbed his telescope to investigate how he would cope. Another shower of sparks appear. What he saw next was his greatest fear. The moon was covered with strange creatures. Tall, dark and scary with mouldy features. Time to go on a space exploration, ignoring the intergalactic station. Nick packs his bag and Deputy Teddy climbs aboard with his toy rocket and he is ready. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition! They zoom off on their newest mission. Nick and Deputy Teddy whizzed off into space. Because there was no gravity, they nearly lost the case. They would be landing very soon on the dull grey moon. The pair landed with a bump. Grab their case and it's time to jump. Nick and Deputy Ted go off to sneak, creeping quietly to take a peek. Getting close, they spot the alien shrinking ray. Nick and Teddy need to save the day. Before the aliens had a chance to fire, Nick grabs his toolkit and snips a thin wispy wire. The laser gun shoots backwards instead and hits the aliens in the head. The aliens are now very tiny, very cross and very whiny. Nick puts them in his pocket, then heads back to his rocket. He flies back home to his room. He saved the world from certain doom. Nick stores the tiny aliens in a box. To keep them trapped, he turns the locks. Mum comes in. It's time for bed. She tucks him in, the sleepy head. In his dreams, he's far away, saving the earth another way.